Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, hold on. We're here.
Hi, sorry, everybody.
That was very different than what we usually do.
It is.
And I apologize. We had some stuff that we were working on over here.
But we are here and we are happy and ready to get this morning going.
Yeah, it's gross outside. God.
Again. I thought we were supposed to get some sunshine.
I guess not. Never again.
Once and again, another disappointment in 2020.
My friends and I were having this conversation over the weekend that I didn't realize my perspective was so different, but I said that I hate that this COVID thing happened when it did, which was like it started in March, right? Because that's the best time to be able to go out.
When do you wish it would have started?
Well, see, that's the thing. I was like, well, that's what they asked. And I said winter. You know, because we're already home. We can't go outside. Why couldn't this all have happened when it wasn't nice outside? Because now it's getting better and kind of technically, depending on what newspaper you read. And now it's gross outside. Yuck. So we spent the best time weather-wise of the year inside because we had to. But everybody, all of my friends did not agree. They said that if this were to have happened in winter, it would have been 20 times worse. Where do you fall on that?
I feel like it would have been great for the COVID to happen. It would not have been great for the COVID to ever happen. But if we had to have chosen that to do, definitely the winter, eh?
Yeah.
Because for the holidays.
Oh.
You don't have to go home for the holidays.
Dude, you are so cheap.
Music. World. Local. And unofficial holidays. Digging deep into history because we're all a bunch of nerds and bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and friends.
I feel like since there was a holiday this week, we always have to start this out with what day of the week it is.
It is Thursday,
yes.
Right?
Yep. What's the number?
28.
Yes, good for you. I make that mistake 50 times a day. All right, Chris, what happened on this day in history?
Well, in 2014, Apple pays $3 billion to acquire Beats Electronics. Here's Tim Cook explaining why they wanted to acquire it.
In Beats, what we saw is several things. Talent that I'm super impressed with. Jimmy and Dre, off the charts, creative geniuses.
That is part of the job that I worked at before I moved here. I worked at Apple Music, Beats.
Do you like it?
It was the hardest thing that I've ever done. At one point, we were doing a project that we worked on for so long and that was so stressful that I started hearing only out of one ear.
But did you like it?
Yeah. I learned that I could do anything after I worked at that job. You always need one of those jobs to really show you. I mean, that's where this gray hair comes from, is from that job. Sitting here and taking punches from the Buzz family about why I suck so bad and how I should kill myself. Totally easy compared to premiering Drake's music and having to clean it while it's going live to the entire world an hour before it drops.
Oh, man. And you can get fired and fined if you screw up. Fun. Pressure.
Yeah absolutely.
On this day in 2000, the White Stripes perform on the first time on the television on Detroit's public TV series Backstage Pass. The more I research Jack White and the White Stripes, the more I come to respect and like the guy. Because you imagine he'd be a giant a-hole.
Dude, when Raconteurs came here last year, I think, I don't remember because time isn't a thing anymore.
Yep.
Jeremy just texted me, do you want to do an interview with Jack White backstage at the show? I'm like, oh, you know, because when you do this job, you learn who is really talented, doesn't want to do these interviews.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they have to, so you have a really awkward time with it. I thought he was going to be so mean, but he was so nice. Like, the respect level of his genius,
mm-hmm.
and then how kind he was as literally a living legend musically, Jack White. So much respect.
It costs nothing to be kind.
No, and he quoted A League of Their Own with me.
Yeah, he did. He'll remember you.
Will you put that on my epitaph?
Jack White, yes.
Yeah, forget the Taylor Swift stuff. Taylor Swift's a big fan. It should say, Jack White once quoted A League of Their Own with her.
Mm. On this day in 2002, the last steel girder is removed from the original World Trade Center site.
Mm.
You ever seen the memorial?
Actually, yeah. I went down in April of 2002. So it was still there. It still
fresh.
Smelled.
Yeah.
I remember when I went down there, New York City's so loud,
mm-hmm.
so loud, but you get to the block where the World Trade Center was. And again, this would have been less than a year after it happened. Silence. In a giant city like New York City.
I had to hit your emotions.
It did. The only sound was of people sobbing. And I don't care how strong and tough you are, seeing that hole, basically, and hearing the equipment moving stuff and seeing the American flags, it was moving.
Mm-hmm. On this day in 1999, after 22 years of restoration work, Leonardo da Vinci's The Last Supper was finally put back on display. Here's why they needed to restore it.
But due to his experimental fresco technique, it started to flake away almost as soon as Leonardo da Vinci had finished it.
Used the new paint that was flaking off right away.
Do you remember, and I know I always bring this up, but do you remember the story from, oh God, it was 2012 now, the elderly woman that cleaned the painting of Jesus and it totally ruined?
It wasn't even close. It was bad.
It was
a cartoon.
Yeah, she tried to fix it, which who hasn't been in that situation, right? Like, oh crap, I gotta glue this thing back together and hope mom doesn't forget that that's her favorite piece.
You think that's a satire story, but that really happened.
God, I kind of hope that it did. Like, I will lose all faith in humanity if I find out that that's a hoax. It sounds like a National Enquirer mm-hmm. thing, but Google that picture, Buzz Family, if you want to laugh. I think all you have to do is Google old lady restores cleaning painting. So bad.
On this day in 1997, Linda Finch completes Amelia Earhart's attempted flight around the world. Here's Linda explaining why she loved Amelia Earhart.
Her life was to tell people they could do what they wanted. She fought constantly for women's rights, and she was constantly trying to teach women they didn't have to live within limits that were set for themselves.
That's right. 1997, Amelia Earhart attempted that in like the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
It took until 97 for someone to be able to. It's crazy.
Yeah, 70 some years.
Wow.
On this day in 1993, the live-action Super Mario Brothers debuts in theaters, and the lead single from the soundtrack happens to be Almost Unreal by The Roxettes. Here's a little snippet of the trailer.
They're brothers. They're plumbers. They're on the trail of a kidnapped princess.
We're the Mario Brothers, and plumbins are game. We're not like the others who get all the fame. When your sink is in trouble, you can call us on the double or hot on the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That is from my brain. I have not practiced that.
How did you come up with...
There used to be a Mario Brothers TV show, and that was the theme song.
The cartoon live-action one?
I think so, yeah. It would have been like around 92, 93, 94.
Yeah, the BMX racer one, if you remember that. Oh, boy. I actually saw this in theaters live,
yes,
this movie.
This is awesome.
It was horrible.
Of course, John Leguizamo, awful. Awful, but it's a great movie. Hey, we're going to reach the end of Netflix,
mm-hmm.
Buzz Family. They're not making new content. It's illegal for them to try to do that. If you want to go fishing for a good movie from back in the day, Super Mario Brothers.
On this day in 1985, the first issue of Vanity Fair magazine went on sale.
Is it your dream to cover that magazine, to be on the cover of that magazine?
Can't say I've ever had that dream.
But like, what if the Vanity Fair people just came to Kansas City? and they said Chris.
I would feel honored and ecstatic, and I would be like, where's my suit?
What would you wear on the cover of Vanity Fair magazine?
Is that like a risque, sexy kind of
thing?
No,
what the hell?
Good housekeeping
style. Oh my
God,
Christopher. Do we have to go over the different interpretations of magazines from the past? What were you using Vanity Fair for? Oh, I love that. I love that. You didn't need a Playboy.
All right, let's continue.
Oh, come on. I want to stay here forever.
On this day in 1957, some big agencies established and they become known for their Grammy Awards. Here's the first one of those.
In just a moment, we'll present Hollywood's top glamour event of the year, the star-studded Academy Awards presentations, in a special two-hour program.
It used to be cool back then.
Yeah. I don't even know how they vote on stuff like that anymore. Grammys. I always misspell that as well. One M. I always put one M.
Just Gram?
Grammy.
Okay.
Give me one and maybe I'll spell it right.
On this day in 1929, On the Show debuts. It was the first full-color talking picture. Here's a little clip from, and I love the way they talk.
I wonder if I ever will get a break.
Sure you will. You're going to be a big star on Broadway. Why, with your youth and beauty, why, honey, we're a cinch.
Together, we're sure fire.
So the way that they speak was actually explained on Hollywood on Netflix, mm-hmm. and they call it the mid-Atlantic accent. And the reason that that's clever is because there's no place to live in the mid-Atlantic. You know what I mean? It's just the ocean.
Would you like to start speaking in that accent for the whole entirety of the show, Jordan?
Exactly. That's why all the ladies spoke like that back in the day. It was a proper way of over-enunciating, kind of a British accent, but still staying American. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. I wish that we spoke like that. We should practice that.
Ah, my dear darling. On this day in 1890.
Okay, no, please, God. This sounds a little Forrest Gumpy, okay. So let's just move on.
I always seem to go to the Florida Panhandle.
No.
I have the accents going on.
Bubble Gump.
1897, the Jell-O was introduced. I have a question for you after this, Jordan.
Yeah.
It's true, you know. Ask any little girl. When it comes to entertaining, there's nothing quite like Jell-O. It's so bright, so colorful. It's like something out of Wonderland.
When you were a little girl, were you aware of this information? Because every little girl knows this stuff.
No.
What was your mother doing?
Playing Tetris and telling me that I wasn't her child. Oh my God, maybe that's the key. Thanks, Chris. Hmm. All right, unofficial holidays for this crappy weather day that it's still dark outside even though it's...
Well, it's Amnesty International Day.
Oh, damn it.
So understanding the importance of that day is essentially about understanding the importance of human rights, which
are things that you need to do, obviously. Not you, I mean us collectively.
Yes.
I gave you the worst setup for that. I apologize. I brought it way down and you're just like, hey, everybody deserves human rights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I might have to have you take this one. It is menstrual hygiene day.
Yep. We get it. Move on. What other unofficial holiday?
It is brisket day. And normally I'd try to avoid the few food ones, but brisket barbecue Kansas City, how could I forget that one? What? What's that look on your face
Every
for?
Single woman listening to this right now has somehow tied in brisket day with menstrual hygiene day. Now I have a visual, now I gotta go.
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
We type so quickly on our phones and stuff. Have you noticed mistakes more often lately when you've been typing on your phone than mistakes you normally make?
No.
Oh, damn it. All right.
Why are you?
I've gotten to the point where I misspell things so badly that my phone has given up even telling me that it's misspelled. It's just like, all right, we learned it. That's it. We know what you're talking about. You're talking about a restaurant. We get it. We get it's a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Or you, congratulations. Nope.
Never got those ones?
No. When I text you congratulations, it says, that's it.
Why don't we just text congrats?
Right. Because I haven't thought of that, Chris. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yesterday, I had a missed text that if there were a Hall of Fame for missed texts slash autocorrects, I would be in it.
Missed texts as in the wrong, not like you didn't get them?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Or an autocorrect.
When you
my phone switched a word that was so important that it wasn't switched.
Your autocorrect, which changes the ones that you misspell, was getting the wrong ones?
I don't know what happened, because it happened a lot, you know, to me while it was going on. I don't know exactly what I typed and why it switched to this word, but the sentence that was sent to this perfect stranger who was picking up my Postmates, this Hall of Fame, I'm telling you, Hall of Fame.
Well, how could it be that bad?
Hall of Fame.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
COVID-19's ruined a lot of things, and I'm very excited that as things are starting to open up, my favorite pizza place and hangout is open again.
Which is?
Caddyshack.
Hmm.
In, like, I want to say it's River Market, but it's also such on the edge of River Market downtown that it's like this other part of town that I haven't really ventured to.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know exactly where it is. Like right on the edge of River Market downtown. Caddyshack Pizza. It's a place that, you know, Jeremy brought me to one of the first times that I was here. Coolest bar. Coolest people work there. Best damn pizza. Best damn pizza. Right. So yesterday, I didn't have any sleep, and I was just like, you know what? I don't have any food. I don't have the energy to cook. I'm going to order Postmates. Oh my God! Caddyshack is open.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered some Caddyshack pizza.
How'd that go?
I don't know if you do this when you order Postmates or not, but sometimes there's a little box that says special instructions.
Okay.
For like your food.
Common things on orders.
Right. I like to put a nice little message in there as like a little surprise.
For the driver?
Well, this would probably go more towards the person that's cooking it because all the instructions like get sent to.
Okay.
The kitchen. That's what I'm guessing.
Okay.
You know, because if I said, like, cut this into 50 pieces instead of 4, it's that area.
Oh, got it, yeah. Postmates. The driver can't cut your pizza for you.
No, and if they do, ew. Please don't do that. Anyway, so in the special instructions, I like to leave nice messages because it's a little treat for the person that's working. I want you to know that I'm thinking about you as well, and I really appreciate what you're doing.
Maybe they'll make your food with love and make it better.
That's also another reason why I put something in there. But so, yeah, exactly. Just to brighten their day. So I put something in my special instructions and there was an autocorrect and I don't know what happened live. I don't know.
So what'd you write?
The sentence was, oh my God, I miss your pizza so much. Can you tell what word in there?
I miss your pizza so much.
Yes, I miss your pizza so much.
What word could be?
I don't know. What's the subject of that sentence?
Pizza.
Right. That's the word.
So it changed pizza to a different word.
Yes. Just think. What would be so embarrassing that it would go in the Hall of Fame for what my phone?
I mean, would the Z's maybe go to...
No. Don't say it out loud. Starts with a P. Oh, my God, I miss your pizza so much. And it auto-corrected to, oh, my God, I miss your... so much. And scent? Why did it auto-correct? I've never used that word before ever to describe that thing. First off. Second off, I've never sent the sentence, oh, my God, I miss your blank.
When did you realize that it sent the corrected... term the wrong one that you did not intend.
After I hit send, it was that thing that your eyes just kind of see, and you're like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God, I miss your pizza so much. And it's, I mean, let's be perfectly honest, it's me. I know that I play this, like, lonely, sad character on the radio, but in reality, that's me. So I'm really talking about a cat, if I ever use that word. I'm really talking about a cat.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
The most popular question on the text line right now is, what did arrive on my pizza yesterday? No, there were no anchovies, but yes, I would totally understand it. But, oh, my God. All right, Chris, you've got the news today.
Yeah.
Slash every day. Mm. Tell us what's going on in the world.
All right, Travis Barker had an interview with Spin Magazine and revealed that Blink-182 is about to release a new song called Quarantine. And it's due out within the next 2 weeks.
Ooh.
We have some new Blink-182 music.
Ooh, Quarantine.
Mm-hmm. A lot of artists are coming out with quarantine-related music.
Very, very clever title.
And now some experts are saying that 6 feet of social distancing may not be far enough for indoor spaces.
What? What? This is like the mask thing, where they're like, masks aren't going to do anything. And then a couple months later,
it's likely not. Under indoor conditions where aerosols can remain airborne for hours, the 6 feet of social distancing guidelines were by the World Health Organization is based on studies of respiratory droplets from the 1930s.
English.
We're going off information that was medically relevant 70 years ago.
No one knows what's going on. All right, scooter story.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something.
Scooter. They're letting you rent a scooter with a tap with no QR scan required. It's called Quick Start. The feature allows Bird riders to activate nearby scooters just by walking towards it, tapping a button. Because sometimes those QR codes are unreadable because of vandalism.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, though, it takes away from... It makes you have to touch it, technically. You're tapping your phone to it.
Ew.
My friend saw the new Bird scooters. They've got like this white-looking like Beats pill on the front of it now. It's like a battery pack or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She says that they're badass, but I'm sorry. I still love the Ride KC ones, which still give you 20 minutes for free. So, every day.
And you can take those scooters to the local blood drive, which is happening May 27th and the 28th and 29th.
Okay, so that's happening now.
Yes. Union Station and Sprint Center. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., you can go donate blood.
Yes, because we are in desperate need of it. Vampire question?
I respectfully ask you to get your teeth out of my neck.
Jordan Silver on the Buzz.
I mean, the Buzz family, I feel like they take their... They look us up on the internet. They know what we look like, you know?
The curiosity has killed the kitten, so I'm sure they've... gone online and looked up the information.
Exactly. If anything, our logo has a picture, well, a drawing of us by Color Block KC, which is an incredible, she's an incredible artist here in Kansas City. And in the logo for us, you're kind of, you're tall and you're in the back. That is kind of how you do it every time we take our podcast photo. You have to bend down. Sorry.
Well, being 6'2 since seventh grade, I've always been put in the back of photos and had to accommodate my height.
You do. You do. You get real down and real close to me when we take that podcast photo every...
Well, that's just because I like being near you.
Yeah, and I like being near you, too. And when you started showing up here about a year and a half ago at the Buzz, people were kind of like, hey, who's that creepy guy? But I never got that vibe from you.
I appreciate that.
Because I feel like you were misunderstood. So easy.
Yes.
The thing is, you don't smell.
Thanks?
Yes. Because if you're creepy and you smell weird, then that's like a real creepy person.
Yes.
But you've got a creepy vibe to you and you smell really good. So I know.
So I get a pass?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying that the smell is the line there.
So I can keep my weirdness if I keep my clothes clean and shower daily.
Yes, exactly. You don't have two things that people are just automatically seeing and smelling and feeling when you walk around.
Okay.
You know, like, I'm sure Ted Bundy smelled really bad because he was creepy.
And he murdered women.
Exactly. Like, I don't think, we've joked about it, but I don't think that you've murdered anyone.
Correct.
We've had your mother on the show. Mm-hmm. She would know. You couldn't lie. You could not lie to Mama Cindy.
No, she would know.
And, you know, you and I are here pretty much alone, really early hours in the morning. And again, like, you haven't this whole time creeped me out, but I know that that's some people that haven't got to know you yet that well.
You keep saying that I haven't been creeping you out.
Right.
What's going on?
You're doing it now.
Why? No, what do you mean?
Yeah, and it's weird because you think that when you know somebody, you become used to them and you know them so intimately like you and I do, not sexually, obviously, right?
Yes.
Because people think we're brother and sister, which is weird. We look like brother and sister. But you think that I would just become used to stuff and be like, oh, that's Chris. But now you do, you're freaking me out.
Dude, no. Anything that I do is coming from a sense of care and love.
No, but this is just a little too much care and love. This is...
Can you have too much too care and too much love? I don't think that's possible.
I mean, there's a level of professionalism that you and I kind of cross over because we're friends in real life and we hang out and stuff.
We hug every day after the show.
Exactly. I tell you I love you all the time because I do, and I don't think that I personally could be the kind of person to do a radio show with somebody that didn't feel that way about, because we're creating a safe space here. But it's starting to feel a little encroaching.
Well, what am I doing that's creeping you out so much?
I'm going to make a list. You want a list? All right, I got a list. Let me put this list to paper and we'll be back.
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
So don't read a book by its cover. I get it. I try not to do that at all, but sometimes it kind of just happens naturally and you have to make it, you know, shut your mind off and be like, you know what? Maybe there is more to this person than what I'm seeing right now. Maybe they're so mean because they're really sad, you know?
It's a whole new perspective on things.
Exactly. And that's kind of, that's the liberty that I took when I met you, Chris, because people would consider you, like, just with your height and your dark features and the fact that you literally embalmed bodies before you came here to the radio station.
Yeah, I can understand if on the creepy checklist, I check off quite a few of the boxes on the surface level.
Exactly. You don't smell, so I always knew that you were going to be a good guy. You were misunderstood. Yes, that is my line. We figured that out, and it's right here. And so, when you do things, I think that they come from a place of love.
Always.
I don't misinterpret it as creepy. You know, your job as a co-host here is to, like, help me with this show. Mm-hmm. And the only way that you can do that is by getting to know me.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that you would have a unique way of doing it. I didn't think that it would start to creep me out.
Why?
Because you're kind of like single white femaling me.
Am I? What does that mean?
It's a movie where this person is basically turns into her roommate and steals her boyfriend. But don't worry. I know you're not going to steal my boyfriend or girlfriend because I don't have one. But it's you as a method actor learning your role.
Okay. I can see that.
Okay, good. Because that's how I'm explaining it in my head so that I don't call the police on you. Because I've got a list here of things that you have done recently that really creep me out.
Whoa. What are these things that you, allegedly that I do, that creep you out?
All right, well, number one on this list is there have been many times in the past month that I've pulled into the parking lot. We all kind of have our own spaces. Mm-hmm. Your car's not there, so therefore you're not there. By the time I get up into the studio, you're here. How is that possible? How is that possible? There's one set of stairs, one elevator.
There's multiple doors into the way.
No, there's not. There's two ways, and I'm taking one of them. The other one's really long. What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm a very efficient mover.
Okay.
But
How about when you're downtown, you like to send me pictures of my apartment.
I just want to make sure that you're safe.
Well, that's... thanks. That's great, Chris. Thank you. How about the fact that you know really personal information on me that is not on the internet?
I just want to make sure everything is all right. And, like, when you freshman year, Latin class.
Yeah.
You remember Faye Jarvez?
That's who I sat next to. Well, how do you know that? How do you know? That's not on the internet. I went to high school in the 90s. Also, you sent me pictures of me driving on the highway when we weren't near each other at all. And I'm wearing what I was wearing that day. What is going on? Like, how?
I wanted to show my love.
That's just weird to me, man. And so now I'm starting to get a little freaked out.
Why is me showing my love to you creepy?
Because it's getting to an intense level that I didn't think it would get to. You're like popping up in all these places that I am, and it's you're not supposed to be there. Specifically, every morning we have our own routines, and sometimes I'm late, and sometimes I'm early. It always happens. We always get here before 5:45, mm-hmm. and we're prepared to go. So it doesn't matter what time I get in here. Every time I get off of 35 and onto Metcalf, you have a very distinct car, Chris.
Yeah.
And I somehow, in the mile-long way of the road that I drive, you always pass me when we're on Metcalf. And we live in two totally different parts of town. I live downtown, you live in Raytown.
It takes me twice as long to get here than you do.
So then how the hell is this happening? When I'm 15 minutes early, you still pass me on Metcalf. When I'm 15 minutes late, you pass me on Metcalf. When I'm on time, you pass me on Metcalf.
Well, I want to support you by coming to the station at the same time as you so we can walk up together.
But, like, where is this originating from? I mean, is this pure... Do you have a plan? Are you doing something creepy that I don't know about? I do watch a lot of true crime, so I'm always reading into things for patterns. How is this possible?
There are small things that I do in life to make sure that things line up time-wise.
But what are those things? And how are you so in sync with me that now I'm afraid of every car that looks like yours all the time? I think that you're next to me all the time. You've created this paranoia inside of me.
Why would you be afraid of me, though?
Because
I'm just...
There's times where I'm supposed to be alone and by myself, and you, like, driving here... It's not, there's no way it's a coincidence that you always pass me on Metcalf in the morning if I'm 15 minutes early, if I'm on time, if I'm late.
Are you suggesting that I park outside of your apartment and wait for you to join
the interstate? I don't know. Maybe I am. Do you have some kind of weird...
I'm trying to protect you. You are a female at 4 in the morning.
Look,
I just want to make sure that you are safe.
You don't think I can handle myself?
I'm not. You can absolutely handle yourself, but when there's other
people...
How do you
know I'm not packing? Because I'd be dead by now already, yes. I would have played and cleaned my gun and shot myself. All right, yes, that's true. Gender doesn't matter here, Chris.
I care for your
safety. I know that you do, but...
When I take pictures of you, it's to show that I'm watching out and...
But that's not what you get paid for. Believe me, you barely get paid to do this right now. You do not need these extra steps. I'm an independent lady. I've been doing this myself alone for a long time. And I haven't got hurt. But the fact that you just keep popping up in these places that you shouldn't, it just leads me to believe that you're doing something creepy. And I guess I'm calling you out on the radio right now because I want to know what it is. What are you doing? I haven't figured out your pattern yet.
You think I'm specifically manipulating something so I can arrive here at the exact time that you do?
Yes.
And you would never believe that it's pure random coincidence.
Not with you. No. Because every 15 minutes early, you pass me on Metcalf. I'm 15 minutes late, you pass me on Metcalf. I'm 12 minutes late, you pass me on Metcalf. I'm on time 3 days in a row. I watch true crime. I know to look for patterns, and this is a pattern that makes no sense. This is like a killer's mentality.
There's only one explanation.
Which is what?
We've got some mental syncopation going on.
Are you trying to tell me that this really is just happening by chance?
Pure...
You don't have a plan. You're not waiting for my car just to drive by me and freak me out every morning. Because it's happening. No matter what time I leave, no matter what road I take.
That's how powerful our energy auras are together.
This is strictly by chance. Are we becoming one person?
Jordan, I'm not that creepy.
You don't smell. That's true. Are we becoming one person?
Are we like syncing up?
Oh my God, are you PMSing right now? Because I totally am.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
All right. Sorry, I'm yelling it. So the text line agrees with you?
Yeah, okay.
It's not creepy that you... Yeah, go ahead, read.
Here's 8933.
Don't give their phone numbers out on air. That got the station in a lot of trouble before.
Well, we can do the last four. We've done that before.
Okay.
Just not the whole thing.
Please don't. Yes.
I send pictures of all my friends' houses to them, too. Chris, sometimes I drive out of my way to take
them.
See?
Hell?
That's not creepy at all. They're showing their love.
That's not
nice. No, I don't like that. Are you kidding me? I would be freaked out. I live on the 30th floor. I tell people that I live on the 30th floor. You want to know why? Because you can't get up there. You got to go past like 5 security guards and a gremlin, and no one has a dragon. And
do you know how expensive the drone was to get up to that high in your apartment?
No, but I would like to use it. I've always wanted to use a drone. It sounds fun.
You get the 4K, you can see a lot in your apartment.
Oh, God, Chris! I'm on the 30th floor sometime. I feel comfortable. I hate being naked. I hate it. I like shower with a bathing suit on. But I can... Nobody is up there in Kansas City.
I can tell you haven't cleaned your floor.
I send pictures of my friends' houses to them too, Chris. Some other human being in the Kansas City area that is listening to... Wait, I mean, is this your phone number just to defend yourself?
No, it's not my phone number.
Nope, that's definitely not your phone number. Is that your wife's phone number? Hold on, let me look. I don't have your brother's phone number.
I send pictures of all my friends' houses to them, too. That's not creepy. That is...
No. It's the next line that this member of the Buzz family texted in that makes it weird. Sometimes I drive out of the way to take them. That's...
You have a friend that's willing to drive out of their way to get with you. This is love.
It's creepy.
This is another sense of if your mother showed you love, you would be able to accept it more.
My mother wouldn't even do this. Oh, I see what you mean by that. Okay, fine. But no, that's the line I really need. I need the Buzz family to also rule about this and say that it is creepy to sometimes drive out of the way just to take pictures of your friend's house.
I mean, it should definitely be during the daytime that you're taking pictures.
Oh, we've got a line here. That's it, Chris? Why? If you take a picture of someone's house at night, what does that mean, Chris?
It's the implication is that you don't want to freak out the neighbors of why is someone 3 a.m. taking pictures of houses.
Why are you worried more about the neighbors being freaked out than the fact that you're taking pictures of someone's
house? Because they're strangers. They're not minding their own business.
Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
Joe Goldberg.
Yeah, I was reading this on the text line. Who is...
Joe Goldberg?
What?
The text reads, oh my God, this combo, Chris, is making me so uncomfortable and you're giving me a Joe Goldberg vibe right now. Jordan, you're Beck. You, on Netflix, the creepy guy that stalks the pretty girl, then season 2 was crap, but season 1 of You on Netflix, remember that show? Came out about a year and a half ago?
I remember the show, but never watched it.
Okay, duh, because it's a... Because it's this...
I'm giving him Joe Goldberg vibes?
Yes, you are. You're showing up in places and watching me. You need to watch 15 minutes of it. The whole show, You, on Netflix, is this guy going, Beck, I need to protect you, so I'm going to stand out here and watch you. Yep. Oh, somebody's coming to your front door. Let me figure out who this is. Oh, that's Paul. Paul has bad intentions with you. I'm going to save you, Beck.
That's not quite what I'm doing, but if you...
You're sending me pictures of my house.
If you read the next text, Chris, I too am a house photo grabber, and it's awesome. So, see, I am not alone in this.
So the Buzz family is 50-50 with this right now. Also, somebody said that I live across the hall from their mom. Damn. Oh, God. Maybe I am giving out too much information about where I live.
Jordan Silver and friends on The Buzz.
Okay, Jordan. You know yesterday how you were complaining that life was miserable and then you were in a funk and you just couldn't get out and it was...
Okay, wow.
Sleep
is that what you got from what we talked about yesterday?
Yeah.
I was a little sleep deprived. And I was kind of talking... I was speaking metaphoric. I heard the podcast back on 965thebuzz.com/podcast. Yeah. There's a point in the show yesterday where I said that what I'm saying is probably prolific, but I can't understand that right now because I've had a lack of sleep.
You were in a funk.
Whatever.
As they would say.
I hadn't slept.
But I may have some good news for you because you listed one thing yesterday that you said would liven your spirits and refreshen your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of those may be available.
You're not... Don't make that promise if you're not about to deliver something good, because...
It's as good as you
think. I know what you're talking about.
And I will tell you after this.
Really? You promise?
I promise, Jordan.
Forget Milky Chance. Just tell me now.
No.
Just tell me now.
It is
just
so good.
Jordan Silver and friends, news on 96.5.
All right, what about pools? Shut up, guy that does voice stuff.
On.
What about pools?
We have
what
to
about local pools?
No, stop.
What about Loco? You said after Milky Chance.
Stop. We have to recap the 7 a.m. news. Can you do that, please?
Blink-182 coming out with a new song. Blink-182 coming out with a new song called Quarantine. Coming out soon. We don't know exactly when. Some experts are using old data to find out that we need to be more than 6 feet from each other now. So even that might be a lie. Who knows? Bird scooters are going to let you tap rather than use the QR thing. And there's a blood drive. Local. Sprint Center and Union Station.
Union Station.
Today and I think tomorrow.
Yes.
Depending on what the number of the date is.
Yes.
Cool. All right. What about Jackson County pools?
All right, Jordan. Disney World.
That has nothing to do with Jackson County pools.
I will get to the pools.
Okay. Yep.
Chill. Disney World has plans to start reopening on July 11th.
Ooh.
Everyone must wear a mask inside the facility, and you'll get your temperature screened.
Did they get a paycheck, too? You know, like, people that are dressed as, I don't know, Mickey Mouse. And they work there because they're wearing something on their head. So now if somebody that is wearing a mask, what about Jackson County pools?
The parades are temporarily suspended and the parks will operate at a reduced capacity because you don't want the happiest place on earth to be seen as a dangerous place.
You are right. So July 11th? June 11th?
July 11th.
July 11th.
They will start to reopening with limited capacity.
Limited capacity. Mm-hmm. What about Jackson County
pools? The next story that we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Jackson County.
A man's fiance died 2 months before their wedding and requested a refund from their videographer. The wedding videographer not only denies the refund, but he accuses him of running a smear campaign and creates a website that mocks the man.
Oh.
His situation, hopes that he cries and sobs all day because life's a bitch. And he said, the company says it's not right that people can go online and trash a company. The contract was non-refundable. We will never refund this man his money, even with the online threats and harassment.
Oh, my God. That story is really heavy. Where does that happen? Where did that happen? Dallas?
Yes, Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas, a wedding photographer, videographer, mm-hmm. is refusing to give somebody back the money from their deposit because, unfortunately, that person's partner passed away.
I understand that deposits are non-refundable, but extenuating circumstances always. And is this the hill that they want to die on?
That's something that doesn't get you into heaven. I'll tell you that for a fact. But so are we done with that story?
Yes, I've got some urgent news. There's a need for blood.
Ew, pool blood?
There's a local blood drive at the Sprint Center today from 10 to 4. And at the Union Station today and tomorrow from 10 to 4. We desperately need some of your blood.
Yeah, there's a super shortage, of course, with COVID and everything like that. So, yeah, that's amazing. Yes, please donate.
And that's the news.
Family. No, it's not. You said there was something about Jackson County pools.
Oh, that's right. Pools in Jackson County were giving guidelines on how to open as early as Monday. They need to figure out the capacity of their pool and give the city a written report on how they plan to implement the guidelines. But we could see pools open in Jackson County as soon as Monday, which is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday, 4 days away.
Oh, my God. I am not bathing suit ready for that. No!
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Earlier in the morning, around 6:25, we do something called This Day in History, mm-hmm. where we list off exactly that. Have a little conversation about what happened on this day years and years and years ago. It's pretty fun. I love it. It's like my favorite part of the show. It happens at 6:25. If you miss it, you can always hear it on the podcast, 965thebuzz.com/podcasts. But you said something during This Day in History this morning that I wrote down because it is just piquing my interest.
What?
Said on this day in history, was it like 1985 on this day, mm-hmm. was the first edition of Vanity Fair magazine?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember what you said after that?
Something about wondering what the style of Vanity Fair is.
Yeah. And you...
If it's sexy or risque.
Yeah, exactly. The way that you worded it back when we were doing On This Day in History this morning was that maybe younger Chris was using Vanity Fair as a dirty magazine?
No.
Chris.
Don't even go there.
Well, it's not a dirty magazine, but you alluded to it. Not saying that you did it. I'm just saying maybe you have a totally different view than most people do of what old magazines, famous magazines, are actually for. Do you know what I mean? Like National Geographic, that's about animals and stuff.
It's not about indigenous people and their boobies. That's the only reason why any teenager looked up National Geographic in the library was to look at those indigenous breasts.
Oh my God, Christopher Minders. I'm going to come up with a list. Oh, I'm going to come up with a list of like magazines that most people know what the hell they are, and I want you. We'll do like kind of like an ink blot test. Okay? Kind of okay. Like word association. I'm going to show you the name of the magazine and I want you to tell me what you think that kind of magazine is used for, okay? Because you said earlier, Vanity Fair, you thought it would seem like a dirty magazine.
Vanity Fair is not a risque magazine. Question mark?
I was wondering how you were saying that. All right, give me 10 minutes.
Jordan Silver and friends. On the bus.
Where'd you grow up?
Northwest Iowa.
Hmm. They have a mall in your town?
In a town of 2,800? No.
Okay.
Why?
You just have, and this is what I love about you, you have just such a different take on things that the world, Buzz Family, and even I would have pretty much a similar take on. And what I'm talking about specifically is earlier in the day we were talking about magazines and I mentioned Vanity Fair magazine and you asked me if it was a dirty magazine.
I wasn't familiar with it, so I was just curious if it was risque.
Well, then we looked up a cover of Vanity Fair magazine, and it's a fashion magazine, obviously.
That woman was showing some cleavage.
I see how you could get that from there, but that's such a Chris thing. Vanity Fair is a... It is definitely a fashion magazine. So, I had the Buzz fam text in some of the most popular magazines, and I want to do some word association with you, basically. I'm going to tell you the name of a magazine.
Okay.
And you tell me what you think it is.
All right.
Like subject or what you think the magazine is about. And these are pretty popular ones. Everybody should know what the average answer is.
Okay.
To this. But the reason this is interesting is because you thought that somebody wearing a fashionably low-cut dress on the cover of Vanity Fair was slightly risque.
Well, 100 years ago, that wouldn't even been published.
Well, 100 years ago, the magazine wasn't around. It first appeared on this day in 1985, which we learned from On This Day in History from you. So, let's do this.
All right, let's try it.
Ready? Okay. So, we know what you said. Vanity Fair.
Risque.
All right. No. It's a fashion magazine. Everybody knows that. What kind of magazine do you think Time Magazine is?
Bought watches.
Come on, no.
Time Magazine.
Time Magazine is a historic political / news
about
magazine
watches.
With the red cover. And oh, my God. All right. Moving on. Highlights Magazine.
Highlights. Hairstyle. Hairstylists.
No. Have you ever been to the dentist or the doctor as a kid?
It's been years, but I was busy looking at the fish.
Okay, well, if you were paying attention to what was on the table with all the magazines, Highlights is a kids magazine.
Oh.
Not about hair. The New Yorker. What do you think that magazine is, Chris?
Real Estate in New York.
I don't know either.
You've never read it?
No. I know it's got a pretty font, but that's it. This is one of those ones that my brain just passes by.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what about People Magazine? What do you think that is, Chris?
I think we talk about what the royal family's up to. Mm. So I guess I'm going to go literal on this one when I talk about people.
Okay. Yeah, you're right with that. It's a celebrity magazine, kind of. What about the magazine Harper's Bazaar?
Ooh, that's about beautiful, crazy people with cool names.
You know, I bet you could read into that, and that would be pretty true.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a fashion magazine. Okay. What about Allure Magazine, Chris?
Allure. That's for the creepies, right?
I'm really glad that that's where you go in your head because it's a teen magazine. So, yes, whatever got you to that point, I'm glad that that is there. What about Cosmopolitan Magazine?
Easy. Bartender's Guide.
No.
What's that one?
Well, fashion-ish kind of stuff.
How many fashion magazines do we need?
I think it's pretty, a lot. I think it's pretty funny. Every time I mention a fashion magazine, you're just totally off in the other world. All right, what about Forbes magazine?
Forbes. I've never been in an economic position to know.
I think that's a pretty standard.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that reads Forbes. Mm-hmm. What about Motor Trend magazine?
Oh, I love that one when they put the interior photos in there. Oh, yeah.
What? Oh!
Hashtag Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
They give a shout out to my home state in that song.
Do they?
In the daylight, we can hitchhike to Maine. It's like the only time besides Stephen King books is Maine ever really referenced. Unless they're doing something bad.
Well, no, everyone forgets about Maine because it's all up in that northeastern corner that everyone kind of forgets.
Right. I mean,
what's in Maine?
Nature.
That it?
Not nurture. Nature.
Just a bunch of trees and forests?
Yeah.
What's the summers like?
Mosquito-y.
Yeah.
They're hot, but not too hot. The water is awful. I mean, well, sorry, the water tastes great. I mean, Poland Springs literally is up there.
Name a positive thing about Maine.
Uh-huh. You can breathe there very cleanly. It's beautiful. If you like nature, Maine is the place. If you like winter, that never ends.
Gross.
Maine is the place.
Gross.
People do. I mean, my parents are in their late 60s at this point. And I remember when I lived in L.A., I was like, hey, why don't you guys get a house in Palm Springs? You know,
no.
Forget those stupid winters where you have to literally dig out your own driveway to get out.
What do they call those people? Like Mainanites? Mainers.
Yes. Mainas. And I'm not going to continue with that accent. Anyway, that's where I'm from. You're from Iowa.
Mm-hmm. I spent a few years in Minnesota. So some people always ask, where's the accent from? I'm like, maybe Minnesota.
I don't know why I'm pulling all this stuff together right now. But we talked about accents earlier as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a little note to maybe do something tomorrow where you and I both love old stuff.
Yes.
And something on this day in history. I don't know. Can you pull the audio up for that real quick?
The old movie?
Yeah, the old movie thing.
I wonder if I ever will get a break.
Sure you will. You're going to be a big star on Broadway. Why, with your youth and beauty, why, honey, we're a cinch.
Together, we're sure fire.
So we loved the way that people talk back then.
Yes.
And learning from the Netflix show Hollywood, it's something called a mid-Atlantic accent.
Mm-hmm. Also known as a transatlantic accent, same thing. But it's became famous because there was no specific defined region for that accent. It was made up.
Exactly. Let's do a lesson on it tomorrow. Let's teach the Buzz family how to talk like it's the 30s tomorrow.
Oh, can we?
In the 7 o'clock hour.
Yes.
You like it? Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to work on all day.
Okay.
With a funny little accent. We're all going to talk like it's the 30s.
It's going to be magnificent, Jesse.
Yes, Chris. Yes, it is. Let's see. Oh, Hannah. Hannah, 24 years old today, sent us a text. Happy birthday to Aiden, another Gemini twin.
Happy birthday.
Ooh.
To
Marilyn Monroe
you.
Did talk like that. Ew, God. Jeremy's in next. No.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.